You know, that's too broad of a spectrum to focus on. You know, I think if we focus on, you know, the Arizona Coyotes and then the next team after that, you know, it sounds elementary, but you know, I'm a big believer in that. Not looking too far ahead. You know, let's try to take care of business tomorrow night. Try to get good feelings in our locker room. Try to, you know, feel good about ourselves as a group and build off of that.
You've never been shy of confidence. How confident are you in your own game and this team this year?
What are you saying about me?
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, as you continue, a lad says you got a big head just now.
Yeah, well, I do have a big head. I think I'm almost a 7.5 hat size. So
that is big.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
No, but what do you, you know, I would think you would have more confidence than ever in your own game this year.
Well, you know what, I'm confident in my role on the team. You know, I'm confident where I stand in this group. And, you know, that gives me confidence every night to go out there and compete. You know, I feel good about where I am. I feel good about, you know, how I can help this team win every night. And that's really my focus is I feel like if I'm going, you know, 100%, if I'm giving it my all, I'm giving us a chance to win every night. And that's my focus, and it's how I have success, and it's what's giving me success. So the numbers, all that other stuff, that's going to take care of itself. But that's where my focus is.
What do you expect from Arizona tomorrow night?
They're always tough to play against. They're always you know, tough defensively. They have good goaltending. They're a very patient team. They have a good power play. They have some skill guys that can hurt you, but more or less, they're just a patient team. They're going to wait for us to make a mistake and try to pounce on us. So that's what we need to do. It's the first game, so there's going to be a lot of excitement. Guys are going to want to get going and get some scoring chances, all that stuff. But we got to be patient. You know, we got to let the game come to us.
Excited to see what this team can do in this 3-game road trip.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're going right into the fire. You know, it's going to be three good tests for us. Yeah, three tough teams, tough environment. So it'll be a good challenge.
Thanks, bud.
Anytime.
What does this team do to close the gap and become a playoff squad?
Well, I think, you know, that's such a big it's too broad of a spectrum for me. You know, I think we need to focus on smaller goals. You know, we need to focus on, you know, how we approach every game, how we prepare ourselves to play every game. Little things like that are going to give us a chance to win every night. You know, the playoffs, the amount of wins we have at the end of the year, that's going to take care of itself. But you can't just walk into a season and say, okay, we want to make the playoffs, because there's a huge body of work that goes into making that happen.
But do you think that those little things are getting taken care of right now, that you're taking a step?
Well, it's a long season, so we're going to find out.
Fair enough. Starting the season on the road compared to starting it at home, pros and cons.
Well, you know, playing on the road is different. You have to be a little bit more patient on the road. You know, at home, I think, you know, we want to be pedal to the metal, make teams, you know, play to our speed at home. And you want to do that on the road as well, but there's a certain element of patience you have to have. You can't force things. You know, you got to rely on being, you know, defensively sound and trust that everyone's in the right spots. And that's how you win road games. You know, you don't go into road buildings looking to win 5-0. You try to win those 2-1, 3-2 games.
Maybe a little less pressure in some ways. And maybe given a new system and you're trying to still learn the way of playing, better to maybe start it away from the home pressure?
I love playing at home. I think we all love playing at home. So, there's an excitement level no matter what. It's the first game of the season. I think every one of us love playing in front of our home fans. But, you know, to get a road win right off the bat, you know, in a tough building against, you know, a tough team, that would be good for our team's confidence.